Good afternoon, everybody. Just thought I'd do another post today. Got lots to say, obviously. There's an app I love, Dark Sky. Brilliant. It works great. Because I like to hang my washing out to dry outside. It's just lovely. And it smells so nice when you get it in off the line. And if it's a windy day, everything blows around and the towels go soft and things don't need ironing, but that only really happens if it's a really windy day. But if you can trust that your clothes won't blow off the line and you end up with your underwear in next door's garden or something. That hasn't actually happened to me, although I've had where pegs have broken because, you know, the clothes have wound themselves around the line with the wind. Anyway, that's another story. But I got this app the other day because somebody said it tells you when it's going to rain. So I thought, all right, I'll have a look. And I bought it. It was £2.99. So I don't know how many dollars that is. It only works if you live in the UK, not Northern Ireland. I think Ireland, all of Ireland, and the USA, I think. That's the only places it works. And basically, it's a weather app, so it tells you the weather, but it also will notify you when it's about to rain. And sure enough, it's accurate. It's accurate enough. Let me say, if you were to rely on it like to the minute, you'd probably think, oh no, this is a bit, you know. But it's for what I need. It's great because told me that it was going to rain soon. It's a bright sunny day, by the way, here. Told me it was going to rain soon, and I was thinking, oh, that's rubbish. I don't think I believe that. Well, I went to look at the app and it said rain in 30 minutes. So I thought, oh, well, fair enough. My washing was still on the line, blowing around. Oh, well. Well, in about 15 minutes, the sun went in. And I thought, oh, perhaps it's going to be right then. So I went off and got my washing in, came back, went and had a shower, came back out of the shower, and it was raining. Just now, in fact. So whether it started, when it actually started raining, I'm not quite certain, but certainly within, well, you know, it wasn't quite half an hour, but, you know, probably 45 minutes, it was raining. It's actually stopped now. I would never have known that had I not had that app, and my washing would have got soaked. That was actually dry. No, there was one thing. For some reason, there was one thing that wasn't dry. I'm not sure why, but everything else was. And that so it was just a cardigan, so I've hung that up inside. So I thought that was brilliant. So anybody that wants that app. Oh, it'll tell you about storms as well and snow, and it tells you about wind speed and direction and things. So for anybody that likes that kind of information, go for it. And the other thing I did today was I went out for lunch to a new restaurant in Cheriton, which is the little place I live in Folkestone, and called Jack's Shack. And it was quite nice in there. Can't say it was, you know, it was fairly expensive, probably average really. They call it a grill bar, but, you know, I don't know. They do the usual type of stuff. They did, just trying to think what they did now. Obviously starters and main, because, you know, it's like soup of the day and nachos and loaded potato skins and whatever for starters. And then they did for main meals, I think they did things like steaks, and I don't really know, because I didn't really look at the main meals. I had a jacket potato with prawns and Mary Rose sauce, so which was very lovely, and the jacket potato was cooked in the oven, so that was really nice. And I just had a coffee afterwards. I think they do things like sticky toffee pudding and Knickerbocker glories and you know, kind of, yeah, so probably nothing particularly out of the ordinary, but you know, sort of nice. And they got obviously a bar and everything. So, and it is apparently named after the owner's dad, who was called Jack, and they used to go travelling a lot together. And I think it said, if I get it right, they used to go to a place in the Caribbean somewhere called The Shack. And they had lots of happy memories. So they thought they would name it Jack's Shack, which was quite sweet, I thought. So that was nice. There was, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us? 8, 7, I think. Yeah, so that was 7 or 8, I'm trying to work it out now, of us, which was nice, all good friends. So that's been really good, and now I'm off to cook dinner for my daughter. So take care, everyone. Speak to you soon.